Our little village of Philmont is in the Hudson River Valley, and this part of the valley is still pretty rural. A hay farm borders on our backyard, and you can practically smell sweet apples in the air all year long. There are so many apple orchards all around. It's a homey kind of place, and that's why folks from New York City and its suburbs buy country homes here. It's the perfect place to come when you want to escape noisy New York City.
Because as you probably know, New York City noise is legendary.
But believe it or not, it was also noisy back in the 1770s.
But back then, instead of the blare of taxi horns and the rumble of subways, the sounds were very different.
Back in those days, you could hear the clatter of carts on cobbled streets.
Pigs ran free on the streets and would dart in and about your legs, snorting away.
And street cries and songs of vendors selling sweet clams and hot corn would ring in your ears all day long.
Back in the 1770s, just like today, the people longed to leave the hustle and bustle of the city for the quiet of the country. And the people that could did. One family that was lucky enough to have a country home was the Murrays. Master and Mistress Murray lived in the noisy hub of New York City, where Master Robert Murray was a successful businessman, but they were also fortunate enough to have a country home. So every summer, the Murrays packed up their family, and they left the noise of the city for the peace of the country. But they didn't have to come as far north as Philmont to find the country in those days. In fact, they didn't have to leave the island of Manhattan because the Murrays' country home was north of their city home, just about where the Empire State Building is located today.
In those days, the part of the city that we now call Midtown and Uptown Manhattan, the same part where the Empire State Building, museums, Broadway shows, and Harlem are now, was, in colonial times, beautiful countryside and farms.
Well, the Murray family loved their beautiful country home.
Instead of the clatter of carts on the streets, they heard birds singing.
Instead of street vendor cries, they were awakened by the call of roosters.
When the children slept, fresh, clean breezes brushed their hair.
And every morning, they woke up calm and peaceful.
Every morning, that is, except for one day in the summer of 1776. The children leapt from their beds. They ran to their mother. "Oh, mother," they cried, "are those cannons or muskets? Is the war knocking at our door?" Well.